Thanks very much. Good morning. My name is Ephraim King. I am director of the Office of Science and Technology at the Environmental Protection Agency. And with me this morning is Lauren Petter from EPA's regional office in Atlanta, Region 4. And Lauren's going to help us this morning coordinating comments and helping us with answering questions. What I'd like to do right now is make sure that we're all on the right conference call. This is a call which we're going to provide for you a summary of EPA's final numeric criteria to address phosphorus and nitrogen pollution in Florida's inland waters. And we've got some, I think, great material to share with you this morning, and then we have a wonderful opportunity to answer questions and provide feedback. So, Lauren, let me turn it over to you for some of the basic ground rules and how we're going to run this, and then we can start off.
All right, thank you, Ethan. In order to ensure that all participants can listen in without issue, we will be muting the audio line for the participants, as you heard from the operator. However, in order to allow for the question and answer portion of this webinar, you will be able to submit your questions electronically through the chat function located on your menu bar. In order to submit a question, locate the menu bar on the right side of your screen, expand the chat box window found near the bottom of the menu bar, type in your question, and then select Send Chat or Question to USEPA Organizer Only. This will submit your question for our compilation. As questions are received, they will be compiled, and once the presentation portion is over, the EPA panelists will provide answers to those questions. A specific question will be read to the entire audience, followed by an answer or information on how to obtain an answer. If time allows, we will open up the line for the participants to ask questions verbally. As you are watching the presentation or at any time during the webinar, you can minimize the menu bar on your right by clicking on the orange box with the white arrow located near the top left corner of the menu bar. To expand the menu bar screen again, simply click on the arrow button again. Lastly, towards the end of the webinar, a poll will be made available. You may elect to take this poll, but you're not obligated to do so. All right. And just as a reminder, we will open up the question, open up the line for additional questions verbally if time allows. Thanks.
Okay. Good to go.
Yep.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. Again, my name is Ephraim King. I am director of the Office of Science and Technology at the U.S. EPA in Washington, D.C. With me this morning is Jim Giottina, the Water Division Director for EPA's Region 4 office in Atlanta, Georgia. And with Jim this morning are some of his top people, Joanne Benante, Ann Godfrey, Ed Decker, and with me this morning I've got some key staff folks here as well. What we'd like to do this morning is give you an overview of the recently finalized nutrient rule for inland waters in the state of Florida. I want to also give you at the outset a little bit of extra information just so that you know where else you can go. Today's conversation is a summary, but we have an awful lot more information, and you should certainly feel free to avail yourself of that. So the website you might want to think about checking is www.regulations.gov. Then you type in docket, D-O-C-K-E-T, ID, colon, EPA-HQ, -OW-2009-0596. And on that website, what you'll find is a copy of the numeric criteria regulations themselves. You'll find the preamble which explains how they were derived. You'll also find a technical support document which provides you substantial additional technical information and also an economics report on terms of the cost. And finally, some Q's and A's and some general fact sheets. Now, I'll give you this website number again before we close up, but again, that's sort of a place to go for more general information. To start off this morning, let me begin by emphasizing one thing that I think Floridians have told us and told each other is a common and very, very powerful commitment, which is a commitment to clean and safe water in the state of Florida, and their understanding of how essential that is, both to public health, to each community, and also to Florida's economic growth. When we visited with Florida and Florida stakeholders almost to the individual stakeholders agree on the need for numeric standards to meet the goal of clean and safe waters in Florida. I think one of the things we heard was that in addition to that commitment, commenters also and stakeholders also emphasized the need for balance. In other words, how do we do this in a way that is reasonable and cost-effective and allows for appropriate planning and an appropriate next step? And I think today what you'll agree when we finish is that we have a rule here which provides very clear numeric targets for what needs to be achieved in terms of loadings reductions to assure attainment of Florida's existing nutrient standards. And you'll also find that we have a rule here which provides very substantial flexibility and a lot of additional options to allow for site-specific consideration where that's supported by underlying science and data. So let's go ahead and get started. The final rule was signed on November 14th. We expect it to be in the Federal Register notice sometime this week. And the months that I'm about to, the dates I'm about to give you in a couple of bullets, those dates are all computed from the date that the rule is published in the Federal Register. So again, to review what's on this overhead, the rule establishes numeric nutrient criteria to protect Florida's designated uses for freshwater lakes, springs, and streams located north of the South Florida region. The South Florida region, for purposes of this rule, is the part of Florida that is south of the St. Lucie watershed on the east and the Caloosahatchee watershed on the west. That's the geographic extent of the rule. A key component of this rule that's really important to emphasize for folks at the outset is that the effective date for the numeric standards has been deferred for 15 months. So the numeric standards that are contained in this rule